It is officially...
You are, Dad. You're the smartest ever.
It is officially starting.
Will you pick my team, too?
We have our, we have our draft on Saturday, and being as I was, you know, unable to do anything all day last week,
right.
Every day last week, all I did was spend time making my draft lists.
That is extraordinarily pathetic.
Yeah, I know it is, but that's...
That you spent that much time on it on your vacation.
I spent hours.
You showed me, gleefully showed me your lists.
Yeah, look at this.
Your mock draft list, or actually your legitimate draft list.
Yeah, look at this. I mean... But
those who prepare, it has been documented, those who prepare the most have the most success.
So, Uncle Mike.
What's that?
Are you going to go with the strategy from previous years?
Well, you know, Bart, I think earlier in the year I had made the comment that I'm going to put more work into this year's fantasy draft.
You're going to buy two magazines?
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do the same thing I do every year. I'm just going to pray for luck and cheat off somebody else's list.
Who's going to give you their list?
Well, I usually get the list from one of the sports junkies.
Yeah, and they give you one from a magazine.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the same thing. But, you know, I have not had success in the last 2 years. The 1 year I had success was because I got lucky. And, you know, that's I'm good with that. My you know something, Bart? My sports year is over.
Because you don't go Mike's
okay?
Getting head shaved. You know
my sports year is over. You know, football, fine.
What? Aren't the... Red Sox going to the World Series?
No. No, they're not, and I'm going to have to shave my head. And, you know, right now,
No. That said they were doing well.
Oh, come on now. You're working, Uncle Mike, because you know that...
No, he knows.
You and I... Bart and I...
God, he couldn't live in your house and not know what's going on.
Bart, well, what are you talking about? I thought the Red Sox were at first, aren't they?
We've been checking out the
I guess, way better than the Yankees, right?
All right, now I'm going to bring you a purple shirt.
I'm not going to wear it.
So the quarterbacks here, I got the top 40 quarterbacks rated.
Okay.
In the
You're
order
not going to share with us your top rated quarterback?
I have top 40.
I have the top 50 wide receivers.
I have top 60 running backs.
I have the top 30 running backs. The top 22 tight ends.
How do you compile your list?
Ah, careful.
You know how he does?
How?
A little of his own knowledge.
Yeah.
A little bit from the magazine.
Sure, of course. I mean, the hell are you going to know?
Who's number 48? Who else is available?
The field goal kicker for the Chicago Bears is some guy named Paul Edinger.
Wow.
How are you supposed to know that?
I knew it.
Oh, you did not.
But, I mean, you get deep into those lists, and, like, your bottom 20 a lot of times won't even be picked.
You did not, and you better treat me good, Bart, because here's the deal. The draft is Saturday at noon, and Bart has to work on Saturday.
Yeah, and I will be unable to attend, but I will be phoning in my draft, or perhaps I will hire a surrogate.
Well, I'm available, Mike.
You are?
No, Dad, don't pick his team, too.
Why? Hey, Bart.
Because it's just me.
Bart.
Because
I have been very good to you over the years.
What I'm going
to
be doing is picking my son's team. And, of course, that started an entire new round of stuff. Because, I'm only the kid's father. Okay?
I wasn't sure if you knew
that. But maybe picking two, you know... For two people is probably too much.
Can handle it. The giant head can handle it. I mean, I'm only his father. I only love him more than life itself.
You know, it doesn't matter whoever picks for me. I mean, with you, it's your son, and your son will know if you're, you know. With me, though, I know I'm screwed, that I'm not going to be there. I know that I can hear the laughter already.
Dad.
What?
Uncle Mike, you know who would treat you well?
Who?
Crickety.
You're right. Oh. You're absolutely
oh, he would
right.
He would screw you in a heartbeat.
No, he wouldn't.
You should ask Crickety.
I think that's a great idea. I think
you're going with Lurch. Crickety can draft your team.
I think that shows great insight.
Well, all I know is that Bart and I had a gigantic scene because, like, Dad,
I don't trust you to pick my team.
I don't.
And I said, I'm your father.
I don't either.
What?
I don't either.
Well, it's different. You're not my son.
I understand. So you understand that would be very foolish. I don't trust Broyhill to pick my team either.
You shouldn't trust Broyhill to pick your team. Although, you know what? You're sitting here thinking, Bart's such a great guy.
Yeah?
Hey, Bart, tell Uncle Michael you'd pick if you were picking his team.
Nature, what he means.
No, come on. No. What did you tell me yesterday?
God, you guys never forget.
Who's the wide receiver that you would pick for Uncle Michael?
I don't want to say because he might pick him.
Is it a giant?
No.
Terry Glenn.
Oh, God.
Would you be interested in Terry Glenn?
You think that I am so out of the loop that I am not aware of the fact that he has been suspended?
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Jamal Lewis.
Thank you. Suspended. How about that? Do I get a little credit?
Suspended for how long?
For the year.
Okay.
Why is there a suit against the Patriots right now?
Because Terry Glenn, the Players Association, has filed suit against the Patriots.
Why?
On behalf of Terry Glenn, saying that he was unjustly suspended. Do you think that I am that out of the loop? And I, do I get a little credit for that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, you get.
Thank you very much.
Who I think is going to slip?
Who?
Baltimore Ravens running back Jamal Lewis.
He's out for the season. With a knee injury.
We can't pull anything over on him,
Bart. Thank you very much,
Bart. No, we got a reason.
You know, listen to me, guys. I grew up watching the New York Giants. I am a football fan.
We spent a great deal of time yesterday
thinking that I would be that out of touch.
Bart said, what if he picks Terry Glenn? And I said, no way. How about even better? He picks Jamal Lewis.
So what do you have to say, both of you, if you were mocking me?
Okay, or, I already said I'd take it back.
All right, there you go. Not bad, huh?
Bart? I take it back, Mr. Matroni.
Come on, you Uncle Mike an apology.
I said I take it back. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I accept that.
All right. Beautiful.
Thank God you picked two questions that I knew the answers.
you get ready for school now.
I'm ready.
Hey, but at number 10 on my quarterback list, Ryan Leaf. Wasn't he just released today?
He just cut today.
Yeah.
All right, bud. I love you.
Love you too.
And I'll see you later.
Okay.
Is Mom there? Oh, yeah, of course she is. Put her on for a second.
Yeah, I got to go find her.
You know what I got to do to be successful?
What?
I have to take in a partner. You know how we have so many of those dual... yeah, right.
I'm going to Rob.
Please.
Oh, yeah, how about...
Yeah.
How about Buzz?
Yeah, I'm surrounded by all these giant sports fans.
Either Buzz or Rob is your partner.
Who can I take as a partner? Who's around here that would be a good partner?
You know, Lisa's joining the league on her own, though.
Lisa is?
Yep.
Yeah. Does she know anything about football? More than me?
I didn't say.
More than me?
I didn't say it.
Bring her in. Let's do it. Let's get it on right now.
Uncle Mike, you do
what?
Know who's leaving the league, right?
Who's leading the league?
Yeah.
Leaving the league.
Who's not going to be in the league this year?
You mean who's retiring?
Yeah.
At the end of the season?
I mean, no, who's out? Are you talking in the fantasy league?
Yeah. Who's out this year? Who's not playing?
No. What guy is not having a team this year?
Bob and Tom.
That's right.
They're not having a team.
No, they're
great
not.
Partner,
no,
though.
They're not.
Tom?
And that's
no, Tom's
too bad.
Horrible.
It's too bad because they were the worst guys in the league.
I know.
Is there anybody
in their division?
Is there anybody on the sales staff at WJFK that's like a, don't shake your head without me asking a question, Rob?
No one on the sales staff.
I need a partner. I need to bring in a partner.
Not from the sales staff.
Ask Goldstein.
That's Steve Johnson. He knows what ball he lives in.
I'm so screwed.
Hey, where's Lisa? Where's Mommy?
Yes, Bart.
Get Mom.
Can you persuade to get Larry back in the league?
Yeah, Larry quit the league, too.
Why did Larry quit? Didn't Larry have a horrible team last year?
Yeah.
Doesn't Larry make all sorts of, like, speculative, wild draft choices?
No, he just
picked
a lot of Redskins.
Yeah, Larry picked all Redskins.
Well, screw that.
Okay.
Well, I'm out to win, but I need a good partner.
Okay, I don't think you're going to find one here.
I need a good partner.
I don't think you're going to find one.
How about Chris Owens? He knows football.
No, he doesn't.
He works it every week, just like I do.
You don't even know sports, and you're giving me crap about this.
Well, I'm not in the league, so.
I bet Rob would be a good partner for you in this
league. I can sweat the details.
My partner has to be there. You know, well, Rob has enough of a mind where he would be able to, you know, accumulate the statistics and stuff like that. But
you know what? If you can't find anyone better, I'd love to be your partner.
No, Rob, you would be. Well, I know what would happen the day of the draft. Your goal would not be to pick a good team. It would be to amuse this man, which is your stated mission in life.
You would.
And then I would get a great team, and then I would win the money, but not give it to you. And I would say, I don't know how, Mike, but you've lost money again.
Rob, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
In the event that you decided to partner with me, would you put the time together to have
Absolutely.
Like a legit... I know Rob has done fantasy golf before.
Yeah, sure.
Rob is familiar with the fantasy format.
What I would do is I would get the magazine or whatever and do the best I could.
Get this.
You could do worse.
I could. You're it.
Yeah, there you go.
Cool.
I'd like to, just because the camaraderie, we could compare notes, we could see how our team does.
Oh. Team excellence.
Yes.
Hello, my kid.
But I don't think I can make it this weekend.
He's too busy. Just couldn't make it on time.
No, I can't. We're out of town this weekend.
You're out of town.
You gotta have.
What
someone...
is this about?
I just.
Well, how come you can't do this?
Because
I got my homeowners association picnic and the band's playing.
Hey, honey.
What, boo-boo?
How would you feel about being Uncle Mike's partner in the football draft?
I'll be his partner on Broadway and in football.
Hold on. Aren't you going?
He might be my soulmate. I have another butt cheek, and I could have his name right on the other side.
Hey, there. I like that attitude.
Yeah.
Aren't you? But hold on. Are you going to your mom's for a birthday thing?
I. I don't know if I'm going to my mom for her birthday or not. We haven't decided why.
How would you feel about, how would you feel about Frieda coming to the draft and drafting your team?
I don't know. Frieda, do you, I mean, Frieda doesn't follow football, though.
Well, neither does Rob.
Well, I mean, but Rob was going to, like, put the effort in. Frieda won't do that.
Frieda will read. Would you read the book?
You know what? Yeah, what am I taking advice from you? No.
Okay.
No, I'm not taking advice from you.
All right.
So your goal in life is to have me fail in fantasy. But look at him now. He's all bummed.
Yeah. I know.
All right.
You know, but it's just dumb luck anyway.
I agree with you there. You know what? Last year, what was the record? 15-1. I call that...
You call that a good, hot quarterback.
Know-how.
Skill.
Wow. Someone who's bright enough to pick Kurt Warner with the first pick.
But Sugar Bear, if you have a lot of confidence in me, I will be your partner.
There you go.
Honey, I'm so smart, I don't need partners.
Yeah, but just so you can take some time off for your giant brain.
No, I'm so good at fantasy football, I don't need partners. I really don't.
You know what? Why don't you just have, like, a computer program pick it and see how well it does?
Well, okay,
because,
I will.
But you can't use a computer because there's other guys in the room that are drafting at the same time.
And there's so many lifeless dopes playing fantasy football. Mike, I think there's a computer program for.
Right here.
I'm going to do it on the phone. I just came up with it.
I'm pointing right here. Look at Buzz.
I think
look at him now.
On the phone.
Look at Buzz.
Yeah, no.
He can read the magazines.
No.
Come on.
Some man who checks into the airport doesn't know whether he's got a round trip ticket.
You know, Buzz doesn't need fantasy football because he's got a good sex life.
What kind of thing is that?
I think it kind of sums up your league.
I'll be busy humping at that
point.
We all have no lives. That's true. I agree with you there.
You don't
sit in that fantasy draft room when we're doing that ever and just really, just for a moment, realize how pathetic we all are.
I love it. I live for it. I'm looking forward to it right now. Really, I love it.
I look forward to it, but I mean, there are moments when I think it is the biggest nerd patrol.
Oh, God. It's 3 hours to pick your own team. It's fantastic. And don't you...
To pick your own team in your head.
Don't you dare. And don't you dare complain about sex.
Why don't you just sit there and talk about what Playboy models you'd date?
Why don't you... We will on our next break.
Right.
Don't you dare complain about sex.
I don't complain, but I'm just saying Buzz probably has... You know, we have a wonderful 5 minutes, but Buzz probably has, you know, more time spent.
No, now you're stretching it. Yeah, Buzz can't come to the fantasy draft because he's making love all day.
Well, and
when we were banging, the only reason that I finished so fast is because the phone was ringing.
Mm-hmm, right. Normally it would be.
Well, no, hold on. Were you not ready for me to get done?
I think that's probably usually true.
Yeah, you were ready for me to get done because the phone rang 3 times.
My wife laughed at me during sex on the vacation.
Oh, no.
I swear to God. Because halfway through, she said, come on, and she went, cabal. And then it was almost impossible to finish because we were hysterically in laughter.
Maybe that's the idea.
During the entire time. All right, sweetie, I love you.
Goodbye, love you.
Hey, listen, I cover everything with the dog, okay?
Well, you know, I guess so. I didn't say anything to you.
I know you didn't, and that's why I'm asking you now.
I guess so. It's just that, you know, I know that you treat serious subjects with humor, so I guess it was okay.
Yeah, because I got the lecture before I came on the air today.
Just
you know,
be conscious of people's feelings, because, that you know, the dog was loved.
Yes, everybody loved the dog.
All right.
Isn't that right, Mike?
I love the dog. I petted the dog a lot when I was at your house. I used to like that dog.
Isn't that right, Brandy?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I'm looking down at you from that big doghouse of the sky.
All right, sweetie.
All right.
I love you.
I love you, boo-boo.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hey, Mike, I'll be your canine partner in fantasy football.
Hold on. Rob, I know we got a break, but seriously, on the phone now is a former Super Bowl MVP. Who wants to be your partner?
Oh, good. Okay, thanks. This is great.
Hello.
Tom Gavin.
Hello.
There he is. There he is.
Oh, I almost had you, didn't I? Almost.
Not on that one.
Not on that one.
No, none of that. Many times in the past, this one was
little.
Hello, Tom.
How you guys doing?
Tom, would you like to be my partner in fantasy football?
Yes, I will.
Would you pick my team?
Yes, I will.
Huh. Well, I'm sorry. The spot is filled.
Okay. Bye, Tommy.
Hey. Mike?
Yes, Tom?
I know y'all going to be playing on the 15th.
Where's that, Tom?
Whitey's in Arlington.
Yeah, well, Tom, you know, you said you were going to be at the last
game. Is that your next band gig?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is Tom Gavin. I want to look at the calendar. I think you might be right. Tom, you said you were going to be at the last gig and you didn't show up.
Because I didn't get a ride with RJ.
Bummer.
With RJ. Yeah. All right. See, hey, Tom, I tell you, you'd be Mike's partner if you could correctly spell fantasy.
Fantasy?
Yes.
F-A-L-E-N-E-R-Y.
Right. You got
it. Literary.
Right. See
perfect.
You, Tom.
Bye-bye.
We got to a break. Come back. You know, we've still not heard about Mike's vacation.
Oh, I went to the old sod.
We have not heard about Buzz's intrusive elective surgery.
Oh, right.
We've not had the Jerry Lewis phase. We got the four-hour club.
Yeah.
We got the crap in the newspaper today.
Sure.
God damn, we're loaded up. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Next week, we're going to be giving away a trip to Los Angeles for the final episode of Survivor Africa.
Hey, that's very exciting.
That's how far ahead we're already thinking on this. That you know the show where they parade everybody out and they pick the final winner?
Yeah, they actually tape that.
Like a town meeting.
Yes, we have tickets for that, a trip to Los Angeles. We'll give that away next week. We're going to do that with a game from New York. Oh, and we debut our brand new game called Hold It.
Hold It. I'm curious about, you're saying we're giving a trip out to Los Angeles for the final show?
Of Survivor Africa.
When they actually pick the survivor.
When they all come back.
Right.
It's not taped, it's live.
So that'll be sometime in...
In January or February.
Okay, very good.
But anyway, it's a big deal. It's a big trip from CBS.
Right.
And we're glad that we got it, because we don't normally get dick from CBS to give away. So that'll be next week when we're up in New York, the debut of Hold It.
Hold It.
One of the new bits that we promised you, one of the new games that we promised you.
Hmm.
Buzz,
yes.
I did want to ask you, and this I mean seriously.
Uh-huh.
I was just told during the break that for the WJFK Fantasy Football Bozo League,
yes.
We need a minimum of 10 teams.
Really?
We only have 9.
Huh.
There are only 9 teams. How about it?
Really? I mean, are you sure you want that? Because
yeah.
You know, and everybody knows, I think nothing about football.
I think if you got a magazine,
right.
And you read the list of the players,
uh-huh.
Come on, do it. It would be good for morale.
Uh-huh.
You'd be able to be in on the discussions.
Right.
And who knows?
And now that Bob and Tom are out, somebody needs to be the worst. So,
yes.
You know, yeah.
Good.
Okay.
There you go. All
enjoy.
Right. All right. Someone calls CK and tell him that Buzz is in as a tent. Thank you, Tim.
I didn't
email him back, so tell him I am in. I didn't get a chance to tell him that. Outstanding.
Going to have to reschedule sex.
Let me see. Oh, we're going to do the four-hour club here in just a second. Don't forget, send us your cards and... Lisa, have we sent out the membership card yet for the four-hour club? Have they gone out yet?
No, I haven't received them yet. They should be coming in any day. I have thousands and thousands, just tons of them, so I need to get them soon.
All right, well,
millions of people.
We're making the calls, even though we haven't sent out the cards yet.
Yes, you get the membership card soon.
If you promise to listen to the show for 4 hours every day, we promise to reward you. Send us your information to Don and Mike 4 Hour Club, P.O. Box 3649er. Washington, D.C., 20007. We'll make a call here in just a second and see if someone's listening to the show, as they promised they would have been. I don't know if you guys read the Frank Ahearns of the Washington Post today.
I did not. I did.
Okay, now this is funny. There's this guy who does afternoons on MAL.
Okay.
Then Chris Core.
Ah, Chris Core, longtime enemy of the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. I hate the guy because he's a prick. He's like George Will on wheels, okay?
Right.
You know what I mean? He's just, he's a nerd, he sucks at radio, and he dated my wife before I met her.
That makes it a little personal.
Yeah. Right, and for years and years and years, this guy had an afternoon show, and we came on in the afternoon, and the ratings have gone down the toilet. And for him, what happened is the guy used to do a 3-7 show. With another guy.
Who was a nice guy.
What was that guy's name?
Bill Trumbull.
Bill Trumbull, okay.
Who couldn't be nicer.
So they did a 3-7 show. Then this guy, Bill Trumbull, decides he can't stand Chris Core, so he quits.
Right. Probably gave another reason, but that's probably what the real reason was.
So they put a girl on with Chris Core, and then she hates him. And what they do is they get rid of her, and they say, okay, but Chris Core, you can keep your job.
Right.
But instead of being on from 3-7... We're now going to have you on from 4 until 8.
Okay.
And he goes, okay, I'm fine with that.
No problem.
Then a couple of months ago, they come to him and say, you know what? We're thinking 4 to 8's too much. How about you just on from 4 to 7.
All right.
And he says, okay, now here's the new thing in the newspaper today.
What are they doing with them now?
Starting next Monday, Chris Cora's show will be on from 5 until 7. But actually, since they run Paul Harvey the rest of the story at 6:45,
right,
Chris Cora's show will be on from 4...
From 5.
From 5 until 6:45 every day.
An hour and 45 minutes.
And when you take out the weather on the nines,
yeah,
and you take out the traffic,
sure,
and the commercials, and the news,
he's on for less than an hour.
Yeah, he's got maybe 30 minutes of show a day. So I'm reading this today about the motion of this guy, Chris Cora, who we competed with,
yeah,
for many years, and we did our afternoon show.
We enjoyed smiting him.
And,
we enjoyed pouncing on him heavily.
Now, this I love, and I would like someone to call Chris Cora on this fact in the paper today. Ahearns, the reporter for the Post, writes, from spring 1999 to spring 2001, Cora's audience, ratings audience, 25 to 54-year-olds, dropped from a 3.1 to a 1.7.
Ouch.
Okay, that's bad.
Right, very bad.
Oliver North laughs at those ratings.
Sure.
Okay. So they go on from 11th to 17th to 28th in the ratings. Cora says the ratings don't tell the whole story.
Of course they don't.
And this is a quote from Chris Cora. Our station is number one in Montgomery County. Really?
Huh.
I'd like to see the ratings information that shows
I don't think
that MAL's number one in Montgomery County.
I think it's a very creative thing to say because you probably wouldn't be able to break that out statistically.
We also do well in Fairfax County.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Really?
We focus our news coverage in Montgomery County. When I'm looking for things to talk about, I look to those counties.
Those counties.
The thing that I think someone...
I attend all the county government meetings.
The thing that someone should call this douchebag about today on his show while he still has got 3 hours as opposed to the hour and 45 minutes he's going to get starting Monday...
Right.
...is call him up today on MAL and say, it says in the newspaper, your station's number one in Montgomery County. Where's the proof on that?
Yeah, show us the proof.
We'd like to see the documented proof, that, because I'm telling you, WMAL is an outhouse of a radio station.
Yeah, and it's gotten horrible ratings for about the last 2 years. It started to really plummet.
I mean, all they got on that station is Rush, and frankly, now that we're on this time,
mm-hmm,
we're going to flush Rush.
Flush Rush!
We're going to be the guys that take MAL down the crapper, no pun intended, once and for all. So, Chris Cora, whose ratings have dropped to a 1.7 share, still has the balls to tell the guy from the Post.
I think he'll bring those numbers up, though, with that two-hour time slot.
Hour 45 minutes.
Hour and 45 minutes.
Our station is number one in Montgomery County, says Chris Cora. Really? Where's the documentation on that?
So, in other words, he wouldn't be talking about the shark attack because that didn't happen in Fairfax or Montgomery County. But if somehow one of those sharks went up the Potomac River, he'd be all over it.
All over it.
All right, now I understand.
And the audience would receive it because, according to this, the station's number one in Montgomery County.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, give me the number of MAL, would you? I'd love to call over there.
Sure.
And say, you know, guys throw stuff around about the ratings all the time. With, you know, we're number one in this and we're number one in
but
that.
But show us how you're number one in Montgomery County.
Right.
What do you base that on? What documentation do you have to bear that out, that you are number one in Montgomery County?
Okay, here we go.
We're number in the new midday slot. We're now number one in people with
Don, even. Could you dial that a little faster, please? Could you dial it like maybe da-da-da-da-da-da?
I know how to do that.
Now, hold on, Rob. How do I do this thing now?
Because remember, Rob says he knows how to do it.
No. I'm trying to figure out how to do the new thing with the phones. Is that what I do? Audition? Yeah, hello, is this MAL? Who's the program director? Yes, may I speak to Don Butler, please?
Can you hear that, Buzz?
Very faintly.
Yeah, I can hear that, guys.
Can I talk to anybody from the programming department?
Is that supposed to be, like eliminated from the air? It's not going over the air? Okay.
Yes, hi, yes. Anybody from the programming department?
Okay.
See, you guys, I think the way this works is
well,
you
I mean,
guys
if it's not
hear.
Going over the air, that's fine. I can hear the person on the other end.
That's...
Great.
She's going to... Listen, I don't know how this is sounding on the air, but this is the new system they've come up with, so I don't have to ask people 1,000 times
oh, great.
If they want to go on the air with us. See, I got a phone ringing now.
I hear it.
Okay, I know you hear it, and I hear it, and Buzz hears
but
it.
But nobody
right?
hears it out in Radio Land?
Right.
Supposedly. Cool.
Well, we'll find out.
It's fine.
No, I'm getting voicemail.
Voicemail, the hell with that.
We're getting voicemail. Okay, hold on. Let me just ask for Chris Ford.
Yeah, he's probably there doing his show prep.
What was the number there, Robbie?
Oh. Big Gum Jim. Hi, Jim. Nice glasses.
2, 6
Really? No, hey, Jim, come on in and shut down your glasses while we're dialing.
You look like that girl on MSNBC.
Put those glasses. Okay, let me see.
Okay. Hey, you ready?
Oh, there you go. Yes, hello. Chris Core, please. Chris Core.
They don't know the name.
He does a 1 hour, 45 minute shift every day. This is Don. Thank you. Now, if this system is working, this new phone system, you should be hearing this on the air.
Right.
Because we got this stupid-ass rule that we have to tell people that they're on the air. Chris! Hey, it's Don Geronimo. How you doing? I'm pretty good. Would you mind coming on the air with us for a second? You don't see how it would be a good idea? Would you... I was just wondering, well, you're not on the air. Chris, hello?
No, you're not on the air.
You're not on the air, but I was just wondering if you could tell me, I'm reading the paper today, how did you figure out that your station's number one in Montgomery County when the ratings show that you guys aren't? Well, they don't have county-by-county ratings, Chris. Oh, well, hold on. No, you're right. I do have it right here, and I have Montgomery County, Maryland. I've just been handed this.
Oh.
And, well, what do you mean you're gone? Bye.
Hey, nice fella.
Yeah, what is it, just out of curiosity, before you hung up?
Okay, here it is. And, Mike, you got to hear at least that conversation,
yeah,
right?
I don't see how that would be any good, you know, when he wanted to come on here. What is the breakout for Montgomery?
This is the last book that we were on.
All right.
Okay? Montgomery County, Maryland. WJFK FM. Don and Mike Show. Number one was a 9.7.
That was our rating.
That was our rating. WNAL. Number 16 with a 3.7.
Wow.
Very close.
There it is.
Okay, so that's terrific.
That's why he hung up.
They really I did not know that they actually extrapolate the numbers from county to county.
Well, there you go. There's the proof.
But there you go.
That they're number one in Montgomery County.
And I apologize. Let me see. People on the phone. You couldn't hear that on the radio, right? Hello?
Hey, guys.
Hi. Were you just listening when we were calling the other disc jockey?
Yeah, and I could hear it, too.
I knew it.
No, because he
knew. It was like...
Well, wait a minute. Were you on hold, sir? Were you on hold, or were you listening to it over the radio?
No, I was listening to it over the radio.
The only way you could have heard it is if you were getting bleed from your headphones, but I don't think it would have been that loud because it was out of program. It would be impossible.
Hello? Yeah, but it doesn't sound like we're supposed to hear that in our headphones.
Don,
it sounds like it's bleeding.
Yeah,
there's bleeding.
Hear him on the radio.
Couldn't hear him.
You could hear him?
You could hear the phone conversations.
Yeah. But how can that be? I'm running it the way it's supposed to be run.
Because maybe it's not wired properly.
Hold on a second. Let me, here's a call from the third floor. Hello?
I believe what was happening, because I was hearing it too.
Yeah.
You listen to your headphones pretty loud.
Oh, is that what people are hearing?
No.
My headphones?
No. Well, but I mean...
It could be, Mike.
It could be.
That it was coming through the headphones?
Yeah, I can follow conversations from his headphones when he's wearing them.
Hey, but technically we didn't break the law, though.
You did a fabulous job. You should be commended.
If people are just hearing it through my headphones, right?
Listen to this.
And I'll have someone commend you.
Okay, so
all right.
But if that was the case, how come I wouldn't hear it through his headphones?
Because you have headphones on.
No, I'm saying...
Charlie, hold on a second. The other line's ringing. Hello?
I couldn't hear it, my boo-boo.
All right, thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What makes me think it is headphone bleed is the guy that heard it said it sounded like...
Yeah, he couldn't make it out.
Like
that's what I heard, too.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean you didn't hear it just clear as day?
Oh, you know what?
No, I didn't hear it clear as day at all.
You might be. You might also be hearing program over there. I don't know what you have punched up on your
headphones. No, what I'm telling you. Let me do another test right now, okay? I'm going to do a test now, and you tell me what you can hear.
All right.
I'm going to call Frida right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to have it set up
all right.
The exact same way.
Okay.
Correct?
Yep.
I actually want
okay.
Listen to an audition.
Here we go. Can you hear anything, Mike?
No.
Can you hear anything now?
Yeah, I can hear a faint ringing.
Hello, now can anybody on the radio hear? Bart, say something, please. Say something besides hello. Say a sentence.
No, that's not the way it was set up before, though.
Yes, it is.
Rob hit another button, and that's not the way it was.
No, I double-checked the button to make sure it was the same
button. Guys,
the same way it was.
Gentlemen, let me make it indelibly clear to both of you. What I heard was not bleeding through Don's headphones. Buzz heard the same thing.
You're
what
hearing it through your headphones regular now.
No, I can't hear anything through my headphones right now.
Bart, say something.
I am a fantasy football master, and I hear it.
What do you hear it?
Guys, I'm telling you, it was not clear when I heard it. What I heard was a bleed through when we were calling WMAL. That's what I heard. It was bleeding through. It was like a wire wasn't where it was supposed to be.
Try unplugging your headphones.
All right, hold on.
Hi, Bart.
Well, now I can't hear anything. Can you still hear him?
No.
No, we're not hearing anything now.
So you're hearing it through my headphones.
But how come that's never happened before?
Bart, say another sentence, please.
No.
I know he just said something, but I can't hear it because I don't have my headphones.
Well, and I can't hear it either, but I mean, how come if that's the case, every other time you've been standing right where you are, I haven't heard it?
I don't know.
But how come people heard it through the
hold on. Let me just see. Bart, say something right now besides what you've said before.
I have a pillow.
I am a pillow?
No, Mike, don't repeat it, because it's going to be a test for the people on the radio.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. Say something after that.
Something else, please. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
All right.
Now, let's go and see
if anybody can...
Now, that wasn't what it was the last time, either. It sounded differently.
It is a little different.
I'm just trying to work this the way that they've told me now to
well, I know something's different, what I'm telling you. Also, the way it sounded... That was bleed over the last time.
Hello, could you hear what Bart said?
Oh, hold on, what am I doing here?
Hello?
Works too well.
Don and Mike Show.
I didn't hear anything that time.
You didn't hear anything that time?
Didn't hear anything that time.
What about the other time?
I did hear it the other time.
Now, did you hear it like bleed through or was it clear?
It was bleed through.
Could you make out what
was? But it wasn't the kind of bleed through that was coming like... Through, you know, sneaking out between your head and the headphones. It was,
you know,
that was through the board. I know as sure as I'm sitting here.
It sounded like the teacher did on Peanuts.
Yeah, it's like,
exactly.
That's the way it sounded.
Well, okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yeah, you really, you can't hear anything except for the bleed through.
The bleed, but I'll give it. How clear is the bleed through?
It's pretty scrappy.
Well, what we heard with Bart is different than what we heard before.
And here is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, I got a call from Mike Friedman, the engineer, and he said what went out over the air because he was listening in his car was from the headphones.
From the headphones. Okay, now, Mike, don't get mad. Don't get mad.
That's BS, Mike. I got it. Hey, Mike, this is the other Mike. Check your wiring, buddy.
Okay.
That was not coming through Don's headphones.
All right. Hello.
Hi.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I know we got a break.
Really got
it. See, the whole thing is we're trying to come up with a way so that when we call people up, we don't have to go through that stupid exercise where I say, do you want to be on the air or not? And then we have to delete it out. It's just supposed to be...
Well, you used to hit a button that would take the phone line off the air, and I wouldn't hear a thing.
We never had such a button.
Really?
Never.
When you would talk to people and you would...
No, I can take our mics out of audition.
Right.
So that they are out of program.
Oh, that's right.
So
you would actually take and put the phone up to your ear.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got a way that you can do it without...
without actually taking off my headphones and putting the phone up to my ear. And that was the first test they're calling the guy at WMAL.
Well, it was an overwhelmingly successful test.
Well, there you go. Okay. But listen, let's not lose sight of the fact of what a ween that guy is.
Yeah, what are we talking about? Who came in?
What a ween that guy is.
Right.
Because what was his response?
I didn't hear it that well.
Oh, you heard it perfectly.
No, I did not.
The first
time... Let me ask you a question. Am I supposed to hear
yes.
these conversations clearly?
Yes, you are. That absolutely didn't happen.
I think you're supposed to hear
them. It depends on what feeds his microphone. I thought his headphones, rather. I thought his headphones would be fed by what's selected on the board. But if you're just getting a program feed, do you hear what the echo?
I got. I believe when we had when we called WMAL, what I heard was what the listeners were hearing, which was
hey, heard. It was like this.
That's what I heard.
When you're monitoring the show normally, do you hear the reverb in your headphones?
No, I do not.
Okay, then you're just getting a straight program feed, so that's why you didn't.
Rob, this is come on, please. I hear radios turning off across America with this.
All I know is it worked fine.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, thank you. It did work great.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we want to do is come up with a way to make the show easier to work and easier for you to enjoy.
So basically, you talk to somebody, and then you got a little button there. If they decide that they want to go on the air, you hit the button, and they're on the air.
Correct.
All right.
And that's how it's supposed to work.
Mm-hmm. But see, the problem is not whether I can hear it or not, because you're the only one that really has to hear that.
No, I think you are allowed to hear it, though.
Yeah, but I mean, well, if obviously that didn't work. I think the problem, though, if we're calling people and asking them if they want to be on the air and it's bleeding over through your headphones, you know, I think that's a little problem.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway,
he didn't want to go on the air with us.
No.
Right. So what we got was, and I think everybody in the listening audience heard that.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Yeah. Right. And you're not number one in Montgomery County either.
Right.
Okay.
See, normally, if there really is bleed through the headphones, you're going to hear something, you know, like feedback.
Feedback? Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what was going on there. I really don't. I know we got a break, but I'm dying to try it again.
Yeah.
I'm dying to try this one more time.
I'm dying. You didn't turn your headphones down last time, did you?
I didn't touch my headphones.
All right. So keep your headphones at the level they were at, and we'll try it again.
So I take that out of program.
Put that in auxiliary.
I put that in auxiliary.
Okay. Right.
Exact same setup we had.
Okay, I hear dial tone, and that's not coming from your headphones.
So you hear the dial tone.
Faintly.
Okay.
But see, I don't think what I'm hearing I'm supposed to hear.
I'm dialing a number now, and hopefully you guys on the air should not be able to hear the number that I'm dialing on the air. And when they answer the telephone, I'm going to ask the permission if I can put them on the air. Joe, I'm calling the request line. Answer the request line. Pick up line 6. Joe. Hi, do I have your permission to put you on the air? There you go. Now, who is this, please?
Lisa.
Now, here's the question. For the people who are listening in Radio Land,
okay.
Could you hear any of that before Lisa said, you know, I don't mind if you put me on the radio, and yes, hi, this is Lisa. That's the question. Thank you, Lisa.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
And they're not supposed to.
No, they're not supposed to be able to hear that.
But I'm sure they did.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, what am I doing here? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. I can hear.
Hey, what?
I can hear.
What can you hear?
I heard her talking.
Did you hear the ringing sound, too?
No, I didn't hear the ring.
All right.
Yeah, I think this is the guy who's confused who just heard her talk after
No, I'm not. I heard it before you asked her if she can go into the air.
All right, I don't trust this, guys.
No.
No, I did hear it.
That's good.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
Yeah, hold on. Charlie Broyle is here.
I was listening in air.
Yes.
In production, too.
Yeah.
And I heard Lisa. And it's through your headphones.
Through my headphones. Okay. Do you think so?
I know it is. I used to listen to the entire show through his headphones.
Could you make an air check of that and play that for us?
If they were rolling, yeah.
Okay.
I would imagine.
Could you bring a tape recorder in here so we could record that and play it back to hear how loud I run my headphones?
To my desk.
Is that possible? Hey, is this too inside? Are we doing too much inside stuff here?
I don't know.
You need to break, though, no matter what.
Yeah, I think you're making too much of it.
Okay, hello.
I'll go get it.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, you can hear that clear as day if you turn the radio all the way up.
Yeah. Okay. If you turn it all the way up. Okay, thank you.
So it really is your headphones.
I guess so. Just trying hard to bring you the best show possible, everybody. Just trying my goddamnedest.
I know you are. I'm not sold on that yet. I'm not going to blame you on this.
I know. Well, blame me. You can't blame me. I run my headphones the level I run my headphones.
I just don't think. I mean, it seems to me that if it was that much of a problem coming through that clearly, that you'd be feeding back all the time because they were that loud.
No. I only feed back like that when I take them off.
Yours are a lot louder than mine.
Yeah, I know, because you took yours off and tried to get feedback, and you couldn't do it.
No feedback.
Yeah. See? Now, look, and listen out loud.
Ah, that's mine. I run mine super loud.
Well, you're just going to have to modify that.
Can't do that. They're going to have to come up with a new plan the next time we want to call Chris Core, who won't come on the air with us.
That just amazes me that you run them that loud. But I've never thought of you...
Put them on!
Running it.
No, you'll hurt yourself.
Put them on.
Come here.
There you go.
I'm having hearing damage.
Put my headphones on, and I'll tell you if I can hear the show through your headphones.
Yours are not all that louder. The only thing I'm getting is the reverb.
Which Buzz,
really
say different. Something.
Hello, test 1-2. Hi, Mike.
Hello. I just heard Buzz say, hello, test 1-2. Hi, Mike.
Now, put mine on, and I don't have the reverb, and you tell me, do they sound all that softer?
Yes.
They do?
Absolutely.
Mm. All right.
Buzz, now listen, I'm going to close mics up. Okay. Say something else, and say it very softly. Let me see if I... Because I got no headphones on right now.
Okay. The password is fantasy football.
Oh, not that soft.
Okay. The password is fantasy football.
I heard the password is something.
The password is fantasy football. That's what
I
was saying.
So he said, see, I heard
can
the
password. Can I give these back to you now? Yeah. It's because it's not the volume.
I think
it's the reverb.
I don't think it's the reverb.
Is that what's going on the air?
No. No, that's what I'm hearing in my head.
Yeah, see? Even the feedback is reverb.
I think it's just... Jesus Christ. It's just the fact I run my headphones so loud.
And I can't get feedback. Oh, my God, they are louder.
All right, we will be right back. See, it's the headphones.
Yeah.
It's the headphones.
All right, I take it back, Mike.
Okay, we'll be right back, everybody.
It's working.
Oh, hold on.
Working great, though.
Charlie's come in with an actual tape recorder now.
That's good.
So, what is the experiment now?
Are we rolling on the Optimus?
What are we doing? We're going to tape now to see if you can actually hear the show through my headphones.
All right.
Is that right? So I guess I should I take a phone call or make a phone call? Or
You don't have to. You can just put it next to the ear pad and still hear everybody.
Why don't you just play some music?
All right.
Or drop in anything.
Oh, hold on.
Anything but Sue.
Okay, hold on.
You know what?
He wants his headphones. Jesus Christ. Hey, Mike Friedman, I'm real sorry about that.
Hold on. Give me a second here.
Hey, Charlie, am I supposed to be able to hear that when he calls people and doesn't put them on the air?
Hey, we have dead batteries in the tape recorder.
We have dead batteries in the tape
recorder. Dead batteries in the tape recorder.
Place is falling apart.
Well, the experiment will never work then.
No.
Hey, Mike, am I supposed to hear that when he puts that in on... Mike, am I supposed to hear that when he puts them in the... not on the air?
Those two, yeah.
Okay, because I didn't. But I heard the bleed over from Don's headphones.
It's my headphones.
Jesus.
All right, can we hurry with this experiment?
We need batteries. We should break.
All right.
Why are you holding the tape recorder, Charlie, if there's not even batteries in it?
Mike went to get batteries.
Okay.
This place is a mess.
Listen, never mind. It's my headphones.
It's
right?
I'll buy it now.
I think so.
I'll buy it now. It's your headphones.
It's my headphones.
So in other words, our system won't be able to work properly.
Is that true? The system will work properly?
Well, if the idea is not to have the people's voice broadcast on the air...
But if it's broadcast like...
It's still their voice on the air, no matter how faint it is.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
He's
come
right.
On. Come on. The FCC loves us.
Every day.
Everybody, join me. Let's sing Gloria. Gloria. Gloria.
There's that one FCC commissioner that freaking hates us.
Never forget.
She will never let it go, man.
She's resigning.
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
She made a speech where she made some speech somewhere. I just got done reading about this.
Rob, Charlie, I know it's a great experiment, but while Don's talking, that's not what you understand. Rob, holding your microphone up to his headphones.
While he's talking,
I'm going to go out the second without speaking. Buzz, why don't you speak for a moment?
Okay, I'm going to be joining the Fantasy Football League this Saturday, and I'm a little concerned about that because I don't know anything about football.
That's enough. All right, let's see if he. Let's see what went.
Rewind it.
This
is going to be so great.
It's also different if you're putting the microphone right up to his head.
I wanted to give it to for comparison.
Right.
What are we doing?
This is the biggest exercise in stupidity I think I've ever seen.
Here it comes. I don't think it recorded.
Oh, God.
Oh, I know what happened. The tape ran out. Can we do it once more?
No! Now, let me just say about this FCC commissioner.
Oh, the tape is broken. That's what happened.
Should we be talking about an FCC commissioner?
No.
Is she still powerful?
Yeah.
For two more weeks.
Well, she's terrific.
Well, she hates us. She just made a speech about us a couple of weeks ago. She still hates us.
Hate is a very strong word.
Quiet mouth.
Did you read her comments about us?
No, don't care to.
Okay. She hates us.
Okay, good.
She hates us.
And we love her.
Well,
Buzz, okay. Talk again.
We got to. Are you going to do this again?
Well, I mean, we've gone this
way. All right, Buzz, talk again so we can see if you can hear the show
through my headphones. Go Buzz.
Okay, coming up a little later, we're going to hear about Mike's vacation and maybe a little bit about my surgery as well. There's my comment. Now let's play back the tape.
Okay, there you go. Now, he was holding the thing right next to my headphone, right?
Yeah.
Which is
how far the microphone is from your headphones.
No, that's true. That is true.
That's right.
Okay, let's hear it now. Play it back.
Hey, I don't know what. Jesus Christ, this is a radio show.
No film in the camera.
I thought it would work.
What can I say? Forget it.
Experiment
over.
Just forget it.
And Charlie Farr. Oh, my God, a death fart from the program director.
Hey, I'm the program director.
A death fart from the operations manager.
Oh, dear.
Hello. Is this the man with all the answers?
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave, what's the answer?
The answer is you guys deserve an Academy Award for this performance.
What do you mean, this performance?
Oh, come on.
What?
You knew you could hear that? Everybody could hear it.
No, we didn't know that.
Well, I did.
Mike knew.
I knew because Mike knew.
Mike doesn't know what we're doing on the show.
You didn't know I was going to call Chris Corr, right?
What does that have to do with the fact that I knew that the listeners were able to hear that?
But how could you tell if the listeners could hear that, being as you're only hearing a feed from the headphones?
Because if I had been meant to hear that, I would have heard it clearly. I was not meant to hear that.
You said you could hear it clearly.
I could not hear it. I could hear it like a bleed over, and obviously the bleed over was coming from your headphones.
But
I knew the listeners from the very beginning could hear what I was hearing.
But didn't you say that you could hear it clearly, though? The second time?
I heard the bleed over. I could make it out, but I did not hear it as though I was supposed to hear it. What is the confusion here?
I don't know.
I think I can answer that question.
All I know is it said on the screen, this is the guy who has the answers.
I am the man with the answers.
What is the answer?
Well, the whole answer is it just was a little bit of the loudness coming out of your headphones, going bleeding through your microphone. Like,
I didn't think
ever been in the studio knows.
I didn't think that was it first, but now I think that's probably what it was. So
if you could hear something, but like when you didn't hear your son very well, I barely heard him because he's a soft-spoken individual, much like his father. And the rest of it,
all right.
You can hear them because they're calling from an office to say, hello, you've reached WFQW.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Buzz talk again.
But you still do.
Rob still wants to do the experiment again.
Fine.
Rob, okay, Buzz, go ahead.
Okay, this is the last chance on the experiment to measure the bleed through, if there is any, from Don's headphones, and I'm talking so that we can record it just off mic and play it back, which we should be ready to do now.
Okay. This is it. Now you get to hear how loud.
Got a really good feeling about it this time.
You get to hear how loud my headphones.
Hear that?
I'm talking so that we can record it just off mic and play it back, which we should be ready to do.
That answer is there. That is definitive proof. It's coming through your headphones.
So it's my headphones bleeding through.
So unless that can be solved, the system doesn't work.
Well, then I have to turn my headphones down.
Maybe you're not willing to do that.
Wasn't that great?
Either that or bathroom caulk around the earphones.
A tighter seal.
Yeah. Seal it in.
A tighter seal.
A tighter seal.
A tighter seal is what we need. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad we worked our way through that. And let's not forget that WMAL is not number one ranked in Montgomery County.
Who cares?
I know. We got a break. And we will be right back. A call 100 time. Had a chance for you to qualify for the trip to Florida. We're giving away a week from Monday. 877-365-3636.
Jesus.
Hey, Mike, great performance there for the Academy Award.
Yeah, thanks. That was a great sketch.
We will be right back. What is this, Rob?
We can fix the feel of your headphones.
It's caught.
You know, this break never ends. I keep trying to end the break, and they come in with a goddamn tape recorders. Now he's got a caulking gun.
Yeah, but that was funny. This is a good time to break because that was funny.
All right.
Don't try to use the caulking.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
They still hate books. Don and Mike.
Damn straight. Inside line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, Don and Mike. I'm calling 100.
Yes, you are. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Jeff.
Hi, where are you from?
I'm in King George, Virginia.
You won the Say It Isn't So prize pack.
Say It, Is It So? New comedy hit from 20th Century Fox with Heather Graham. Now available on DVD, but wait, there's more. You've also qualified for the weekly trip. We give it away Monday. Somebody who wins a prize this week on the show gets a trip for two to Miami. Round trip air on U.S. Air, hotel accommodations, Grand Key Resort in Key West, scuba lessons, all courtesy of Visit Florida. Men of Honor is now on video and DVD.
I'd be a little hinky on those scuba lessons.
Exactly.
Yeah. Enjoy. Yeah. Watch out for them sharks.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Is it any error that some of the cable channels are actually running Jaws and Jaws 2?
You know what?
Did they just start to put that in their program?
I had two thoughts. Hey, listen, thank you for listening very much. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
I had two thoughts on that because Fruit asked me about that over the weekend.
Right.
I thought, first, it's normal Labor Day blockbuster programming.
I would think so.
But there was more than one station that was running Jaws 1, Jaws 1, Jaws 1, Jaws 2, and Jaws 3.
I looked at the guide last night, and at one point, like three of the, you know, you have Pacific and West and all that, but they were doing three of the stations had a Jaws-related movie on.
Wow, I think, absolutely.
And Jaws 2, really, the great suck fest. Well, I mean, what an advertisement for a non-sequel. I mean, I really
what
thought...
What about Jaws 3D?
And then, of course, Jaws the Revenge.
Okay, you win the prize. I forgot there was a fourth Jaws.
But I thought, you know, being Jaws 2, which I had never seen, and I look in on it, and you know, it's got Roy Scheider, and I thought it would be really good, and it was just horrible. I mean, the shark looked less real, but I guess that's not a good subject.
Tomorrow on the show, Ken Stevens and herpes. That's something we'll be discussing.
Very good.
Also, tomorrow, TV's Leah Remini, who wants to discuss the near pornographic pictures of her in Entertainment Weekly magazine.
Very exciting.
And also some very nasty stories that have been written about Leah in the tabloids recently.
The diva!
But first, let's try to give away some money here with the Don and Mike 4-Hour Club.
Very good.
Can't imagine anybody sat through that last segment we did trying to figure out if there was a voice on the air, if it was coming from the headphones.
Keystone Cops.
The password, though, is Chris Core is a puss.
Chris Core is a puss.
We call you right now. That's the phrase that pays. Answer your phone by saying, Chris Core is a puss.
You win.
And we will pay you the money amount correspondent to the dial position where you're listening to the show.
Very good.
Oh, and I do want to thank the nice people in Iowa. We just got some beautiful flowers here from Iowa City, Iowa. Our radio station, KCJJ.
KCJJ.
And the letter says, Brandy, we hardly knew ye.
Isn't that thoughtful?
With deepest sympathy.
Thank you.
KCJJ, Iowa City.
I just like to say thank you to all the people of KCJJ. Thinking about me up at that doghouse in the sky, man.
There you go.
That's very sweet of them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, long time, first time caller, but you guys bomb. But listen, Encore on the satellite this weekend had it locked up. Jaws 2, Jaws 3, Jaws the Revenge, and they staggered the time so you couldn't miss them.
And it was also on TBS this weekend, too.
That's right.
Thank you, my friend. You ever get the feeling that, you know, someone in the programming department goes, you know, the hotline rings and goes, oh my God, another guy's been eaten by a shark. Whatever you do, get Jaws on the air right now.
Yeah. You know, it'd be weird if that's exactly the way the thought process goes. And it wouldn't surprise me if that's what happens.
Hey, man, another shark attack. Put it on. I don't care how many times you have to run it. Run it all weekend long.
All long.
Yeah, man. Weekend long.
Everybody.
Okay, here we go with the 4-Hour Club. Send us your name, address, and phone number where you can be reached during the show. If you promise to listen to all 4 hours every day, send it to Don and Mike 4-Hour Club, P.O. Box 364. Niner, Washington, D.C., 20007. And if we call you and you're listening, and we'll give you money.
And the password is Chris Core is a puss.
And we are going to call, where's this first one from? North Brunswick, New Jersey.
Alrighty. Don't forget to play. You'll hear your phone ring on the radio before you hear it ring where you are.
Chris Core is a puss. And I'm not going to worry about the stupid you're on the air thing.
No.
I mean, you'll hear the person answer the phone.
You're wasting big money.
Hello, this is Vernon Maynor of BTU Incorporated.
Sorry. Sorry about that. Vern Maynor, North New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Hey, Vern.
Throw your name back in the hopper.
The hopper.
Yeah, let's go to, let's see. Dear Don and Mike. Been a long-time listener since the WAVA days. Now you're on middays. I get to enjoy the show for all 4 hours.
Good.
All right, we'll find out.
Chris Core is a puss.
That's a disc jockey at WMA, that we called. We had a conversation with him. He wouldn't go on the air, though.
No.
Poor guy. Hour, 45-minute shift.
You might have heard some of that.
You might have.
Surprised you didn't know that.
All right, now, if we call you at work and someone else answers the work phone... As in this case, I have an extension number.
Very good.
We'll just wait to get through to your extension.
Good afternoon, Drake.
All right, get set for big excitement. Here we go. Big winner coming up.
Chris Core is a putt.
There you go.
Wow.
That's it. You
all
did
right.
It, sir.
Now, how simple was that?
Thank you very much.
How freaking simple was that?
That's
piece of cake, because when you read the card, I knew it was me.
Very good.
It is a Jim Cozzo.
Correct.
Cozzo. Jim Cozzo.
Cozzo.
Jim Cozzo. And you obviously listen on the Washington, D.C. station, 106.7 WJFK. So we will pay you $106.
Fantastic.
Jim, where do you work, my friend?
The Driggs Corporation.
The Driggs Corporation. What the hell is that?
It's a construction company.
Good
Beautiful.
For you.
Heavy highway construction.
Wow. Beautiful. Glad to hear it. And you listen all 4 hours every day. We love that. Thank you. Enjoy your money. And, Jim, thank you for listening.
Hey, thank you, guys.
You're very welcome.
Take care.
See, now that's how easy it is. I got to tell you, when we last did the 4-Hour Club, like 7 years ago,
right,
it was a train wreck every time.
What about, like, if it's an AM 1300 or something like that?
130.
Okay.
130.
Hey, you know me.
I know.
I'm just feeling kind of troubled today.
I know.
I'm not trying to be difficult.
Not
just...
$1,300, I guarantee you that.
For some reason, it's in my mind, it's out of my mouth today, you know?
$130.
So you wouldn't win $1,300.
No, you wouldn't.
You win $130.
No way.
Very good. Or perhaps $13.
Perhaps. Join the 4-Hour Club. P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. And we're making calls even though we've not sent out the card yet.
They're coming.
And
$970
would be $97.
Right.
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Yes, it would.
Just checking.
Right. the Larry King column today.
Hi.
All right, we got a break. Give me 1 second, Rob.
All right.
Just give me 1 second. I need more than 1 second to read the Larry King column today. And do I have time just for this?
Yeah, that's
real
pretty
fast?
Quick, yeah.
Okay. Larry King, they put together in the New Republic magazine,
right,
some quotes from him about movies. Now listen, when Larry reviews movies, he generally only reviews movies that he's been in.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, on July 16th of this year, Larry says, I have a cameo in the upcoming movie America's Sweethearts. That said, it's one of the funniest movies to come down the pike in years.
Of course, that's what he does when he's in a movie.
April 26, 1993. Put aside the fact that I have a cameo in the film Dave. It's one of the funniest movies to come down the pike in a long, long time.
Who got this? What magazine is
New
this?
Republic.
That is fantastic.
1990. Even though I appear as myself in the upcoming film Crazy People... It's one of the funniest movies that comes down the pike in a long, long time.
Way to go, Larry.
Larry.
God. May 2000.
There's another one.
Even though I love everything Robert De Niro is in, and I have a cameo in Analyze This, that said, it is one of the funniest comedies to come down the pike in years.
Why write it differently? Why take the time? Why put in the effort?
Okay, let's go way back now.
All right.
1990. Put aside the fact that I have a cameo appearance in the film Lost in America, Albert Brooks' latest. It is one of the funniest movies to come down the pike in a long, long time.
It's in a long, long time or years, right?
It varies. It's either in years or in a long, long time.
Way to go, Larry.
Always down the pike.
It's the one quote that Larry uses whenever he's in a movie.
Chill.
And his column today is enough to make you, if you're having lunch right now, stop eating.
Hi.
Because it is enough to make you puke and, you know, I'm not going to do that next. I want to hear Mike's vacation next.
Oh, Ireland, the Irish people.
Mike turns on the Irish right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. A wop, bop, a loop, bop.